paid your taxes?
Yes, sir.
Early.
We have, I believe, 7 items of old business for this afternoon. First one being conditional use number 1763, it's the application of Alton R. Stack to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a contractor's office and parking for vehicles and equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 28,964 square feet, more or less, lying northeast of DuPont Boulevard, also known as U.S. Route 113, 1/4 mile south of Road 321, also known as Woods Branch Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on January 8th of 2009. Council public hearing was on January 27th of 2009. In the commission's recommendation was that the application be denied for the lack of a record and support since no one appeared on behalf of the application. And based on DelDOT's comments that it is unlikely that the department will approve access along DuPont Highway at this site. And that motion carried 5-0. On January 27th of 09, the council held public hearing on the application and deferred action for the director of planning and zoning to draft some suggested conditions for consideration by council, since the commission had recommended denial, and since the council prefers to make motions on zoning issues in the positive. So for the benefit of council, I provide the following for your consideration. And they are suggested reasons and suggested conditions.
Now he did show up and make a record?
Yes, he did. He came to council.
Right.
It turned out he was in that's the general, I believe, and having a heart operation at that time. And just forgot about the date, basically. So the suggested reasons and conditions could be, one, the proposed conditional use for a contractor's office and parking for vehicles and equipment is appropriate and meets the purpose of a conditional use because such use provides a service to the general area, the utility companies, and the residents of Sussex County. Two, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to other contractors' offices and parking in Sussex County. Three, the proposed conditional use will not have any significant impact upon traffic. Four, the operation of a contractor's office with parking for vehicles and equipment will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Five, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the conditional use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community since the project is located between two nonconforming uses, a stock car track, a trucking company, and U.S. Route 113. Six, this approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to a contractor's office with related parking and storage of equipment. B, there shall be no parking or storage of equipment in the front yard setback. C, the site plan shall be submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals and or permits. D, all entrance improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT determinations. E, on-site parking shall be provided at a ratio of 1 parking space per 2 employees. Parking spaces shall be a minimum of 10 by 20 feet. Driveways serving parking spaces shall be at least 24 feet in width. Parking of vehicles and equipment shall only be located in designated parking spaces. The driveway and parking area shall be improved with stone at a minimum. F, there may be 1 unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet per side or facing. The sign shall be located on the premise in compliance with county sign regulations. A permit shall be required for the sign. G, any additional security lighting shall only be installed on existing buildings and shall be downward illuminated so as not to shine on neighboring properties or toward U.S. Route 113. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Any questions?
And as I stated, they are suggested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for Mr. Lane?
I have a question about DelDOT denying access. Where does that stand? What's that about?
It's because it's on Route 113 in a corridor preservation area.
Right. So...
They may not.
They may not.
Right.
Is what you're saying.
Right. What is stated in the recommendation of the commission was as written. Based on Dell.com comments, it is unlikely that the department will approve access along around Dupont Highway at the site. It's already being used. It was a violation. They were cited for operating the business without approval. They went through the steps to get application. Dell.com commented at the forefront when we took an application, and then they commented later that stated they... It's unlikely that the department will grant an entrance permit. So the applicant still got to work through Dell.com before he can come back to the commission for final approval, if you grant approval.
And Dell.com could work with the applicant to maybe get some kind of a service road built where he could use somebody else's entrance access.
Yeah, could, probably not. Because there's a, I don't want to say it's a tax ditch, but there's a large ditch to his south property line, which separates him from the trucking company to the south. And then they could possibly get in access at an unused entrance at the racetrack, because all the racetrack access is actually comes in to Wood Branch Road. It doesn't come out off of 113.
But ultimately, how he accesses his property is between him and Delta.
Between him and Delta, right. And he's aware of that. And I did send him a copy of these conditions as suggestions for him to review, and got no response. Got to request again.
If there are no other questions, I would ask that a council member make a motion to approve this so that we can vote on it and get it off our inventory of old business, one way or the other. Mr. Robertson, have you got any comments?
No, I don't. I've reviewed the proposed conditions and the findings, and they seem fine to me.
Okay.
Do we need to read anything?
We need to read the title.
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead, Brent.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contractor's office and parking for vehicles and equipment to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 28,964 square feet of land, more or less.
All right, I'll accept the motion. Mr. Wilson, did I hear that?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion.
Question. Is that with conditions?
That is with conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Articulated by Mr. Lang. I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use 1763 application of Houghton R. Stack. Are there any further questions or discussions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes, I think the conditions are well thought out and reasonable. It's surrounded by commercial uses. Sounds like almost like an infill to me.
Ms. Deaver votes yes. Mr. Vincent.
I am one who puts a lot of faith in our Planning and Zoning Commission, but I think probably in this particular case here, they did not get to hear the gentleman speak because he's in the hospital. So I think they might have had some different view than that. So based on that and the fact that I think it does make sense to do this in this case, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions, and it's appropriate, I think, the use of land in this area.
And I'll vote yes as well with the findings and conditions. It is an appropriate use of land. Motion carried, 5-0.
The next application is conditional use number 1765, the application of Rick and Judy Folmsby to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, proposing three units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 38,054 square feet, more or less, lying southwest of Route 226, also known as Orchard Road, 6/10 of a mile southeast of Route 16. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on January 22nd of 2009, rendered a decision on February 12th of 2009. County Council public hearing was held on February 10th of 2009. So the council's deferral was based on the fact that the commission had yet to make a recommendation. On this application, Mr. Smith moved on February 12th of 2009 that he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1765 for Rick and Judy Formsby for a multifamily dwelling structure of 3 units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the existing structure on the property contains 3 units that have been occupied mainly by family members. Two, the proposed conditional use with the condition recommended will have no significant impact upon traffic. Three, the use with the condition recommended will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the applicants have agreed that the units will be used by family members only. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, only 3 units shall be constructed upon the property within the existing structure. Two, the units shall only be occupied by the applicants and their family members. Three, in the event the real estate is sold or transferred, this conditional use shall terminate. Four, the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated, and that motion carried 4-0-1 with Mr. Burton not voting, since he wasn't at the public hearing, basically. The 3 units do already exist. They were just sort of happened over time. They moved in and out of the house, and family members were living there. That's kind of the way the story went. Mm-hmm. And that's all that happened.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
Got one question. I'm reading here where they received a modified septic system approval from DNREC for 5 bedrooms. That was before DNREC realized they had 3 units. Well, here's what I'm getting at. Right now, they got 3 kitchens. They got 3 and 5.
They do.
And who knows how many bedrooms?
They only have one electrical service. That was one issue. So right. The basement looked like.
But I'm just wondering, should we have the when they get the final plan approval, should the DNREC review?
I believe it says 5 bedrooms, but
I know, but there's 3 kitchens.
I think if I remember right, it was also referenced that. Then Rick would aware there were 3 units, but we can answer that as a condition, no problem.
Yeah, I think that should be because they approved it for 5 bedrooms. They didn't know there was 5 bedrooms plus 3 kitchens, and you start putting that kind of,
The reason for the site, the building's already existing.
Right.
And it works, the system works for septic, and the driveways are in.
Kitchen and 5 bedrooms, right.
The commission was a little uncomfortable with the layout of the parking.
Do we also know how many bedrooms will be in these 3 units with a total?
No, we'd have to verify.
Okay, so that I think that when they finally get their site plan approval, they need to have it reviewed again by DNREC to make sure that they are still in compliance with that system they got in there. Because that'll be the next thing. Somebody's going to be having sewage coming through the ground. Those are something could be written for another verification.
Mr. Phillips, I could maybe take a crack at that, Mr. Cole. It's easy enough. The applicant shall confirm that it has septic approval from DNREC prior to final site plan approval.
That's fine.
As usual. And that would be condition number
6 or something.
5, I believe.
So you say applicant shall confirm that
it has septic approval from DNREC prior to final site plan approval.
Thank you. That would work.
All right. Any other comments or questions for Mr. Lang?
I have a question.
Steven?
How have we ever approved something like this requiring that it be an apartment complex or whatever this is be only used by family members? Have we done this before? And how does it work out?
It's only been not necessarily for multifamily. I can't think of one for multifamily. The one example I can think of real quick would be Stevenson's Auto Body Shop on Route 9 was on lands of Mr. Stevenson Sr. The son operated the auto body shop on a separate piece of property that he obtained from his father, and the father wanted it stipulated that if his son sold the business, the conditional use was void. Huh. And that's probably.
It'll be very difficult.
20,
to enforce
25
it.
Years ago.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I didn't know how it would be enforced.
Yeah. I don't.
And how close relative are you talking about? You know, we're all sort of related.
Oh, yes.
If you go back far enough, we're all kind of related.
Wait a minute. I take exception with that.
I don't know about that, George.
That's a condition that you could give consideration to, just.
I don't know, yeah, I just.
He could always get him an import for his.
Because if they did, if that became effective, they have to come back and reapply.
One for Dane.
For the same thing, and you probably won't get any more units on it than that, because it's the existing structure, existing septic and driveway, it's gonna take up most of the property, you're only talking about.
I think what we're doing is taking an illegal situation and making it legal, and trying to fit the conditions to this unique situation.
Protect the public.
All right.
We don't wanna encourage more of it, but.
What are we making illegal, George?
What's that?
What are we making illegal?
We're making it.
Illegal, it's something that's not permitted.
I mean, what is illegal?
What they're doing is not permitted in that zone, the agricultural residential zone.
It's a multifamily structure, is what the problem is, there's more than.
More than one kitchen.
Three units.
It's a single family home area.
Yeah, more than one kitchen.
They were in violation when they were cited, and they're trying to correct it. And it was done over years' time, I mean, they've moved in and out of the house, and the family members just, children lived there while he was away, he moved into Milton for a while, and then they came back, and then they just duplex, and then another child wanted to move, and they remodeled the garage.
Mr. Robertson, why don't you read the title, see if we can find somebody to make the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Phillips, this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure of three units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 38,054 square feet of land, more or less.
I'll introduce.
Second.
Make that motion by Ms. Dever, seconded by Mr. Cole, with the five conditions, the fifth one being added today. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes, I believe this is well thought out, and it protects the public, yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of planning and zoning commission, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote the same way.
Mr. Cole?
Yes, I don't think it's well thought out, but I think we're trying to do the best we can with what we were dealt, so, yeah, I'll vote yes.
Why would you vote yes, then?
You're saying the same thing for everything.
I will vote yes.
Next item is conditional use number.